For Willie Brown, today is a day unlike any he's had in almost 40 years. The former mayor of San Francisco woke up to life as a civilian. This year, he was prevented by term limits from seeking re-election. San Francisco's new mayor, Gavin Newsom, was sworn in yesterday. Brown leaves political life after 31 years as a legislator in Sacramento, nearly half of that time spent as Speaker of the Assembly. And for the past 8 years, he's presided over San Francisco's City Hall.
The transition has not yet hit me because I'm just as busy as if I'm still holding the job as mayor, except that I don't have to interact with the bureaucrats in the city. When it really hits me will be probably in 10, 12 days, when the calendar is relatively free.
Now, few politicians have amassed so many colorful nicknames. There's, of course, Da Mayor, the Ayatollah of the Assembly, the real Slick Willie, a name bestowed upon you by Bill Clinton himself, and my favorite, his Williness.
Yes.
So, what do people call you now?
Well, this morning they called me the civilian. Somebody gave me a cap, and it was instead of the Da Mayor, it was the civilian. So, it's going to be fun watching people make the transition as they perceive me and as they greet me.
Now, you earned a larger-than-life reputation on several fronts, the jaunty fedoras, your taste for the finer things in life, particularly those razor-sharp suits. But you're also known for your deal-making skills, and now that you've stepped away from public office, can you reveal a little bit about your strategy for building consensus behind closed doors?
The secret is simply in listening to the people who are participating and not having a desire to forge your result on anybody. That's what I've always done, and that's what I will continue to do.
Your experience in public life has been greatly influenced by term limits. You left the Assembly because of term limits, and now you're leaving office because you've run up against term limits again. I'm just curious what you think about term limits. Has it been a good thing for you personally, or did it shape your political career in a way that you might not have anticipated?
Well, I don't think term limits have a role or should have a role in a democracy. I think you or I or any other person ought to be able to vote for anyone we wish under any set of circumstances. And believe me, to artificially impose a limit on how many times you can serve is counterproductive. I would think that after you've developed the expertise, know the landscape, and have demonstrated with a good track record how good you really can be, the voters will make the determination as to whether or not to keep you. I would still be the mayor of San Francisco as we speak. Had there not been term limits, I would have been a candidate for re-election, and I'm almost certain that I would have won. And that's the way it should be, if, in fact, that's what the voters wanted.
Gaining the kind of power that you amassed in California is a formidable task, but holding on to it is something altogether different, particularly holding on to it for such a long period of time. Looking back, do you think that you had to dispense with some of the things that you believed in or fought for in your youth?
Oh, yes. You oftentimes have to alter yourself and alter your program, and you have to do so because there is constantly a change being generated in whatever challenge that you might be facing, particularly since there are new people constantly coming online. And you have to be prepared to be flexible enough or to participate in helping them shape a response.
Well, it's quite obviously that you really enjoy politics and being at the nexus of power of influence. And so what do you do next?
Well, what I will do next will be to do some commentary. I will also probably teach a little bit in my own institute for public policy and politics, and I'll do that, I think, with great enthusiasm, because all these young people need the benefit of an old graybeard giving them assistance and direction based on experience.
Have we grown a beard in the last 24 hours?
No, I just call it graybeard.
Mr. Brown, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
Willie Brown is the former mayor of San Francisco. He spoke to us on his first day as a civilian.